Okay, Alexander, let's talk about another big day of pardons. I believe he pardoned 15 or 20 people, U.S. President Trump. But the important one, obviously, is George Papadopoulos. So this was a big one. I mean, it's a Russiagate, big name in the Russiagate hoax that got ensnared in the Russiagate hoax was Papadopoulos. And he has now been pardoned. This was, we've been saying that Trump should pardon Papadopoulos. Absolutely good move. And in my mind, I'm just waiting now for Stone, a full pardon on Roger Stone, and of course the big ones, which for me are Snowden and Assange. So what do you make of the Papadopoulos pardon?
I think it was entirely correct and fully justified, and I entirely support it. Of course, there were lots of other pardons too, some of them more controversial, some less. I'm not going to waste time with those. I'm just going to mention that there was also a lawyer called Swaal, a Dutch lawyer who was also caught up in the Russiagate investigation. He was very improperly and wrongly convicted too of lying to the FBI, an entirely pointless process crime, which I would add none other than, the sainted Ruth Bader Ginsburg repeatedly said should be abolished. That was her view. But the only thing I find that I fully agree with her on. But there we are. So these two people should never have been convicted. In the case of Papadopoulos, he was without any question lured into a perjury trap by the FBI. And I would add that in some ways, he's not the central person in this story, arguably the central person in the Russiagate story, apart from Donald Trump himself, is Michael Flynn, who was, of course, the biggest victim of Russiagate. Another very important figure was Carter Page. But if Papadopoulos was not the central figure in the story, he is the central figure in the claims, the alibi, which the FBI has constructed around him itself. Because they're claiming, and I think it's becoming increasingly clear, falsely claiming that it was what Papadopoulos and this mysterious Maltese professor, Joseph Mifsud, who has vanished off the face of the earth and who supposedly can't be found. It's what these two people supposedly said to each other in a hotel room in London in March 2016, which supposedly was then reported in some garbled way by Papadopoulos to Mr. Downer, the Australian High Commissioner in London, over drinks in a Kensington wine bar, that was supposed to be the start of Russiagate. And we've now established conclusively, I think absolutely conclusively, that there was no truth to this story, that whoever Mifsud was, and there's great uncertainty still as to who exactly he was. Anyway, whatever happened, it seems Mifsud was trying to bait Papadopoulos into some kind of admission or some kind of collusion, whilst telling Papadopoulos things not about the Russiagate emails, the WikiLeaks published, but about Hillary Clinton's missing emails. But whatever it was, Papadopoulos refused to take the bait. He was very suspicious of Mifsud, very skeptical about him and about his claims. He sensed that he was under intense surveillance by all sorts of people. He believes, almost certainly rightly, that he is the subject of some that he was the subject of electronic surveillance by the FBI. And now evidence has come to light, which appears to confirm that. And whatever it was that he said to Downer, it didn't amount to anything very much. And we've now learned, because there's been more releases about text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, these two FBI lovebirds who were also central to the Russiagate investigation, that in fact, the investigation, the Russiagate investigation, which the FBI launched, was actually launched sometime before the FBI has admitted to it having been launched, and clearly was not connected to whatever it was that Papadopoulos is supposed to have said or been told by Joseph Mifsud. So, I mean, the whole Papadopoulos story was nonsense from beginning to end. He was used by the FBI to give themselves an alibi for the start of Russiagate. They were never able to establish that he did anything that was remotely illegal or wrong, and they lured him into a perjury trap by getting him to have a conversation with them in which he got muddled up about dates without having counsel present to advise him. So the whole thing was a complete fabrication from start to finish. He absolutely deserved a pardon. He was pressured into a confession, which he had to make because he didn't have the financial resources to withstand the kind of prosecution the FBI was threatening. If he had had those financial resources, and if he had gone to trial, which is inconceivable, by the way, he would undoubtedly have been acquitted. He is therefore innocent of any crime, and on that basis, he should absolutely and deservedly be pardoned. And it's an excellent thing that it is what Donald Trump has done. Now, I'm looking forward to more people being pardoned also. One of them, obviously, is Roger Stone, who I think has been extraordinarily ill-treated. He undoubtedly did say things to Congress and in public which were untrue, but they were, in my opinion, just bragging and fibs, not to be taken seriously. And he's an elderly man, and he should never have been convicted or prosecuted in the first place. And I have to say also, Paul Manafort is another case in point. He was Trump's campaign manager. He is a corrupt swamp creature. He was properly convicted for offences that he did commit, corruption offences he did commit whilst he was serving US interests in Ukraine. But as his own trial judge said, the prosecution that was brought against him was not brought because he had done anything, because he had done those things. It was brought because they were hoping that he would flip and in some way implicate Donald Trump in some wrongdoing, which he never did, because he never could, because actually there was no wrongdoing to speak of.
Yeah, if you put Manafort in prison, then you would have to put both Podesta brothers in prison, because they were working together in Ukraine on behalf of Obama after the coup, after Obama's coup in Ukraine. But we haven't had any resolution on Mifsud. I don't even think we ever heard from the guy. Why is that? How come the U.S. just can't bring the guy in and have him testify in front of Congress? We've heard nothing about Mifsud. Halper hasn't been brought in front of Congress to testify. Why not? Christopher Steele, I haven't seen him in front of Congress testifying, at least not in an open session with the cameras on him. So we can see what this guy has to say. Why not? Absolutely. Why not? 4 years, $40 million plus dollars, turning the United States upside down. What about Alexander Downer? We haven't had him come to D.C. and testify in front of Congress. So all these people that Papadopoulos got tangled up with, or who purposely tangled up Papadopoulos in order to create this Russiagate hoax, we have not heard from any single one of them. And unfortunately, I believe we will never hear from them.
I entirely agree, because Attorney General Barr has basically limited the FBI investigation to, or rather the Durham investigation, to looking at the misdeeds, which were real and serious, admittedly, of the FBI. He refuses to allow Durham to look at the broader picture. So that broader picture would undoubtedly involve other agencies of the US government, such as possibly the CIA, Barr has given the CIA a complete clean bill of health, and the role of other intelligence agencies of other countries, which we know were involved in Russiagate, but of which Barr also says that they acted entirely properly and has given them a clean bill of health. Now, the key person, if you want to unravel the whole story of Papadopoulos, is this mysterious figure of Joseph Mifsud, who was this Maltese professor, supposedly, who set up this academic institution in London, which never did anything, who had an academic post at Stirling University, which didn't seem to involve him doing very much either, who seems to have had some connection with an academic school in Rome, which is widely now admitted was some kind of school for spies, and who is now, to all appearances, vanished off the face of the earth. He hasn't been seen or heard of since 2017. He provided a brief interview to the Daily Telegraph. There have been one or two reports of sightings of him and comments from him, mainly from Italy. But to all intents and purposes, he has disappeared. If you're going to tell me that the might of the United States and the intelligence agencies and security agencies of all the Western powers, if they were really interested in finding out the whereabouts of Joseph Mifsud, that they couldn't do it, well, I have a bridge to sell you, because I'm sure they could. And I have floated the possibility in previous programs we've done on the Duran that actually Joseph Mifsud, in other words, the person who Papadopoulos met in London on a few occasions, who was at that, who set up that institution, who was had that academic post at Stirling University, whose academic background in all other respects is extremely sketchy, whose only article which I've been able to find is unbelievably thin for an academic article, that this individual has no real existence, that it is an assumed identity created to provide cover to someone else, almost certainly an intelligence agent, if not for the US intelligence community, than for some other Western power. That is what I believe. Now, I accept that's a guess, but it seems to me the only way to make sense of his disappearance. I would add there are other strange facts about his disappearance. The fact that his passport and travel documents turned up very mysteriously in a hotel room. I think it was in the Azores or the Canary Islands and one of these, leisure islands. And as I said, the trail for him seems to have gone completely cold, which suggests to me, as I said, that he never really existed.
All right, we'll leave it there. This will be another U.S. Mystery that we'll probably finally get to the bottom of, maybe in 50 years with all these characters. Who knows? Maybe sometime in 50 years they'll declassify everything and we'll finally get a clear picture as to who all these clowns were.
I completely agree. This is going to become now a matter for the historians, because real investigations will never take place. I mean, proper legal investigations. I mean, it reminds me, if I may say, of what happened in Britain, in England, in the 17th century, when King Charles II made a treaty with Louis XIV, which was supposed to be secret and which involved him converting to the Catholic faith. And the British government only admitted to the fact of it 150 years later. So there we are. It's that kind of event, I'm afraid. Probably our descendants will find out about it, what the truth was. I doubt that it will come out in our lifetimes.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Mayer-Kirst, thank you very much. Guys, hit that subscribe, drop us a like. Also go PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar. Please subscribe to this channel. on those platforms. Go to the Durant shop, pick up some merch. Look for us on BitChute as well, Odyssey, and on Rumble. But definitely go to the Durant shop and pick up some merchandise. That really helps us out a lot.
Absolutely. Great merchandise, like our famous Durant mugs. You can see that this is one of our own, but you see we've got lots of flags of different countries. There's the US flag, and these are Durant mugs with the drawings, the graphics of our friend Dimitri Economou, a great artist in Greece. And you can find shirts there, and t-shirts and hoodies and sweatshirts and amazing things and hats in our shop. And you support us by coming to our shop. And if you buy things from our shop, you will find that the quality is outstanding. We get rapturous reviews from our viewers who buy these things. And you support us. And you can also support us by finding us on our other platforms. And you can also support us by going on Patreon, Subscribestar, PayPal, and please look out also for our Discord server and come to our next broadcast.
All right, Alexander Berkers, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.